This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, listeners. This is Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, with some news from the Amateur Radio Training Group. First of all, I'd like to congratulate the 92 students who have obtained their foundation licenses since the beginning of this year. Additionally, I would like to thank the following assessors: Andrew Phelps, Jared Rankin, John Wright, Richard Watts, Mick Hope, Ian Crawford, Ryan Lovett and John Kent, who worked hard and gave up much of their own time to make this all possible. Quite a few students are looking to be qualified before the end of the year, so we're running another foundation licence training and examination session on the 15th of November. For those wanting to upgrade, we will also be conducting examinations for standard, advanced and regulations. If you know anyone who might be interested, please have them contact me as soon as possible as spaces are limited. It is best if candidates register their interest on the AHARS training page. We now have access to the Air Force Association meeting room at Hawthorne so that we can look at the establishment of some special interest groups. The first of these is CW Group. We had about 14 people attending meetings before COVID stopped everything, and these meetings provided a great forum to share information on CW learning techniques, keys, software and getting on the air. We are meeting at 1900 on Wednesday the 12th of November, as a number of amateurs have asked about CW training and are interested in re-establishing the group. During this first meeting, we will look at various aspects of CW training and will be seeking attendees' input to see how best we can assist people on their CW journey. On the 19th of February, we're running another meeting also at Hawthorne. We recognise that many newly minted amateurs would like to experience HF operation but lack the facilities at home, so we'll be setting up some radios and antennas to provide them with some practice. We'll also be running a Q&A session where we should be able to address knowledge gaps and also better prepare those wanting to do upgrade examinations. It'll be a general get-together to discuss all things amateur radio related. Discussions with attendees will also allow us to find out what directions this group might take. Please contact me via email if you're interested in attending either of these meetings so that I can gauge the amount of interest. My email address is vk5ph@wia.org.au. That was vk5ph@wia.org.au. Or you can call me on 041 8803 177 73 from the Amateur Radio Training Team.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, listeners. This is Liz, VK5KLD, with the latest news from the North East Radio Club. Well, I trust those of you who were at the North East Radio Club meeting on the Saturday the 25th of October in the afternoon were not too disappointed. A lot of members arrived. Graham, VK5GM, had erected a tall pole with a 70cm Yagi mounted at the top. And when the dancing girls vacated the hall, we all went inside and set up the equipment to receive a digital amateur radio transmission from Steve, VK5SFH. Now, no sooner had we done so, when the heavens opened with much lightning flashes and loud thunder, and it really belted down. So much so that we were concerned at one time that the water itself would run into the hall. Steve, VK5SFA, sensibly cancelled the transmission, and it will be rescheduled for another time. Still, we all had lots of coffee and cake. Thanks to all who came along on the day, and we'll be having better luck next time. Well, the Fifth Front Friday lunch last Friday was well attended. We all gathered at the Highlander Hotel and enjoyed a great meal and enjoyable conversation. There will be another Fifth Friday lunch in January next year, when we will all gather at a venue of Sir Lunchalot's choosing. Now, the November North East Radio Club meetings will see us going into space. On Friday the 14th of November, Adam, VK5GA, will be giving us a presentation on satellite communications. And then on the Saturday Arvo, the 29th of November, he will be giving a demonstration of satellite communications at the Modbury West Community Hall. And don't worry, we won't get washed out this time. Well, that's all for this time. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I bored you all silly by raving on about our involvement in the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb and how we have streamlined the setup procedures over the last 20 years. This week I will again bore you all to tears by telling you a bit more about what's involved in our setting up. Luckily for us, our new outside broadcast hut has saved a lot of effort in the setup process. No longer do we have to cart 8 to 10 TV monitors, 20-odd cable drums of Cat5 cable, table and chairs and a heap of other assorted bits and pieces from our club rooms to the Valley Lakes. All of this gear is now permanently set up in the OB hut. All we have to do is arrange for a tilt tray truck to pick the hut up and drop it at our spot at the hill climb site. Once we connect power to it from a suitable generator and all of the Cat5 cabling is connected, we are all ready to go. Now, instead of having to mount the mast for the video antenna, we have it installed on a trailer, and so we only need to park that in the right spot and we're all set. We also have all of the Cat5 cabling and other assorted power cables, etc., mounted on winder reels, where it all gets stored on a special shelving unit in the OB hut, thanks to Greg, VK5ZGY, for designing and building that unit, which works a treat. Of course, we still have to run all the Cat5 cabling up and down the hill and under the road crossings. All the under road crossings have piping under the road and access points with lids on either side. We use several 6 metre lengths of PVC conduit joined together to push through the piping, and once through we attach a rope to the appropriate length of Cat5 cable and pull it through. The cabling process usually takes 2 full days to complete if we have 4 or 5 helpers. Each morning we drop a 2 metre radio in a special wooden box, which again was designed and made by Greg, VK5ZGY, off at each point where one is required. These boxes contain the radio, a speaker, a 1 metre power cable and a plastic rubbish bag in case it rains. The box is shoved into the rubbish bag if this happens. The box is then connected to a 12-volt truck battery and a flower pot antenna to complete the comm setup at each point. Some comm points have a club member who is able to be in or very near to their car, and they usually use either the rig in the car or a 2 metre handheld. All communications get passed to another surge member who spends the full day in race control, where race officials can get instant feedback on any incidents, problems with the course itself, wildlife on or near the course, etc., etc. We have had a pretty efficient system in place for a long time now, and without it, there is no way that the Legend of the Lakes event would be able to run in its current form. That is, 2 cars on the course at once. Hopefully that gives those of you who may be interested a bit of a picture of what we do and how we do it. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The next Project Horus launch is happening this morning at 10 o'clock as part of Fleet Space Launch Box Summit to the Stratosphere STEM event. This is the culmination of this year's Launch Box program. Launch Box is a reimagining of a STEM program that AREG was a part of back in the 2010s. when we flew student-built payloads on high-altitude balloons. Fleet Space has restarted the program and expanded it Australia-wide, with hundreds of Year 7 and 8 students involved. Two lucky teams will have their payloads flown on a high-altitude balloon launch into the stratosphere during the event. This launch will be held at the Mount Barker Summit Sports and Recreation Park, with a launch time expected to be at 10 a.m. Though this is very much subject to change on the day. Please note the launch site will be closed to the public until after the launch is complete. One way you can get involved, particularly from home, is to help with collection of the telemetry and tracking data as our imaging payload data as well, which is broadcast on 443.5. Go and take a look at the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on how you can get involved in today's flight of Horus 67 for the LaunchBox STEM program. In other news, AREG will be hosting our next VHF-UHF Fox Hunt across Adelaide on Friday, November the 7th. This event involves chasing hidden transmitters on the 2 metres and 70 centimetre bands across the city. To participate, hounds just need to have some receiving equipment and need to meet at the 6:30 p.m. start time on Beaumont Drive off South Terrace in the Adelaide CBD, just in the South Parklands. This event is open to everyone, so if you're interested in fox hunting, come on down and give it a go. We'd love to see you. That's all from me this week. 73 from Grant, VK5GR for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hey, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On November the 13th at 6 p.m, our club rooms will be open. Our annual general meeting will be starting at 7 p.m. We will have a barbecue beforehand. Everyone is welcome. We would love you to all attend. It will be at our club rooms at Karawatha Hall, O'Sutherland's Beach. See you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. There'll be another broadcast at the same time next week. Please show your appreciation by calling in on this frequency. Thank you for listening.